702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Aki. You CBS, good morning to you. How was your weekend?
It was great fun.
I follow your weekends on Facebook, and they're always amazing. Why are you embarrassed?
This morning I was sort of going through as one does, sort of like the way you Google yourself keep check of your brand.
Yes.
And I was going Facebook, I was like, my goodness, like every second picture is me with like bubbly over here, bubbly over there.
I know, but that's good. So you're celebrating life.
Absolutely.
You're celebrating life.
Speaking of which, I think this is the Christmas edition. Part one.
So what we've decided to do, okay, because a lot of people just, I've been getting so many emails over the last couple of days, and on Twitter as well, people asking me, what do you think of this? Should I get this for a festive season gift? And a lot of people save up a lot of money, and this is the time of the year that they either buy somebody a tablet or a laptop or whatever the case may be. So
yeah.
I thought we'd go through, we'll do two shows. We'll do one next week, we'll do the smartphones and smartphone accessories, and this week we'll do kind of a generic stuff, okay? So the first one I've got for you is the Sphero. Have you ever played with the Sphero? This is such a cool device. It's basically, it looks like a R2-D2. It's a little ball that sits and you can control it with your phone. And now they've brought out the Force Band Star Wars thing. So you put this around your wrist like a watch and you can control this little ball that goes around. It is such a cool little toy. You'll get it online. You'll get it at most of the iStores. They've got it. And it's won the award globally for one of the best gadgets of the year.
Can I have a look at it?
Well, it's here.
What do you mean, like you're controlling a ball?
So the Sphero, so this is the addition to it that you've got over there, okay? So how would I describe the Sphero to you? It's basically, they make this device called the BB-8, okay? Now, the BB-8 is basically a little ball. It's very cleverly designed. It works on a... It sits on a sphere of magnets, should I say. And it's a little droid that you can buy. They cost about between 2,000 and 3,000 rand if you look online. And you can control this using your smartphone. Oh. And now they've bought this one over here that you basically put this around your wrist and you can control the droid. You can control your droid with your wrist. So if you go left, right, up, down, this little like robot little device moves up and down.
Cool.
And because this one's got a Star Wars theme, in line with what's happening around the world at the moment, it makes it extra exciting. Mm. So it's got the proper watch and it works together with the Sphero BB-8. So it's a really, really cool gadget. And if you're looking for something this year that really is going to create a lot of attention around the Christmas table, it's a great gift to get someone. Now, the other one that I've got, and if you're looking for a great accessory, we covered this earlier, the Mophie Power Station 5X. It's an external battery, and it's the thinnest one in the market for the power that it has. It's got dual USB. So for somebody who's got a very active lifestyle, this is the one to get. You can charge a tablet device. You can charge your iPhone and any other USB charged device. And it's got so much battery life that you can charge up to 5 devices with it. So it's a really, really cool one. And they also make a very nice Apple Watch charge station that sits really nicely next to the bedside table, and it works beautifully. Then if you really want to spoil someone, you got to get them the Sennheiser Momentum wireless headphones. These are, and I've got the wired ones, and the wired ones, absolutely amazing sound that comes out of these. But these wireless ones offer they cut out the sound. So they've got noise cancelling as well. So if you've got someone who travels a lot, who wants that silence, who really wants to cancel that ambient noise, the Sennheiser Momentum wireless headphones are superb. They work off Bluetooth and they're really light. They're beautifully made. They've got leather around the ears. They fit really comfortably. They're pretty cool. So I would get that as a gift for someone. They're quite expensive, though.
I was about to ask.
They cost about $8,000, but they're
reassuringly pricey.
They're worth it. For someone, a lot of people are getting into this health craze, right? You and I have been doing this for years. You know, we like experience, and Thomas makes us.
Unlike these people who like 22 days ago came up with 22 day challenges.
Exactly. Thomas is a professional though. He's like way out of our league. But for someone who's like getting started and somebody wants to really get the new year off into a healthy phase, then get them the Fitbit Charge 2. This tracks your heart rate continuously. You can maximize your workouts. It tracks your calories that you've burned. It tracks your sleeping. And what's nice about this one is that aside from the fact that it tracks your steps, it's also able to work out if you start running, if you're doing weights, if you're doing yoga. So it tracks any kind of exercise. It packs it into a very nice, neat display on your wrist. And it's a nice way to start the new year on a healthy note. So look at that one. It's pretty cool.
It's expensive.
No, they're not actually not that expensive. You can get them for around about $2,000. They're actually not bad. They're good quality, good value for money, and the charge lasts a few days. And I love the Fitbit Charge too. It's really very clever. They're leading the kind of the gap in these healthy devices that you can put around your wrist. Now, this is an expensive one. Look at this. This is the best Windows. Well, I rated the best Windows laptop of the year. It's a beautiful, beautiful device. It's the Dell XPS 13. They're saying it's the world's virtually the world's first virtually borderless Infinity Edge display. Now, these tech companies like to use fancy words, but basically they're saying it's the smallest 13-inch laptop on the planet because of the display that goes right against the edge. But now, if you feel the quality on that. Isn't it magnificent?
It is lovely. It's like quite heavy, though.
It's heavy, yeah. But it's solid. It will give you a good battery life of around about 7 to 8 hours if you're watching videos. But, you know, depending on your performance that you're doing. But I tell you, Dell this time have really produced something exceptional. It's made from solid metal, as I mentioned. It's even got a touchscreen display. And the display itself is really magnificent. It runs Windows 10, and it's one of the best gadgets of the year. It's expensive. It's going to cost you, depending on your configuration, anything between 20 and 30,000 Rand.
Wow.
So just don't drop it, please. Whatever you do, do not drop this one, okay? The other one that I love this year is, you know, and I'm a MacBook fan. I'm not going to hide it, but I love the MacBook 12-inch. It's another great device. If you're looking for someone, for someone who travels a lot and they're looking for a really good portable device that's really thin, that's really light, that Apple's 12-inch MacBook has got a beautiful design and it's got a great battery life. It's not as powerful as the one you're holding in your hands, and sometimes I do feel that it can have a little bit more vooma, but, you know, for what you're doing, for everything that you're doing, you know, on the go, it really is pretty, pretty amazing, considering the fact that it's in such a small form factor. This is what people don't understand. The engineering that goes in a device that you're holding to kind of put everything and squeeze everything into that tiny 13-inch device is quite mind-blowing. Mm. When you open them up, and I've seen one open up, it's extraordinary what these engineers, these tech engineers have done.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the ones. And then if you've got the weather enthusiasts, you might want to get them what they call the Netatmo weather station. I call this the Porsche of accessories because they make the weather station. They make an accessory that's a camera that sits on your wireless network at home. They even make a water monitor, so that you can basically, it captures the water, and it sends all that stuff to your smartphone. So you get a real indication of what the weather's doing, how much, it's a rainfall gauge, how much rainfall has fallen. They're not cheap, but they really are fantastic gifts if you like monitoring the weather. Because what this weather station does is it comes in two modules. The one that sits inside your house, and the one inside your house even monitors CO2 emissions. And then the external one monitors the ambient noise, and it measures the weather outside as well. So and you keep track of all the pollution levels as well.
Okay, we've got a call on the line. How's it, Tyrone?
Good day, Mr. UBS. Can I have a quick question for Aki?
Oh, yeah, I love sharing him.
No, you don't.
Aki,
hello,
Aki,
yes.
I've got a Note 5, and it's got a function called screen mirroring. And I was hoping to Bluetooth screen mirror or by any other means and be able to operate functions on a touchscreen extension screen inside of my car. Is it possible?
Well, what do you mean inside your car? Have you got like a fancy dashboard that you want to use it with?
No, it doesn't have one of these fancy monitors. I'm trying to create one of those for myself where without having to look at the phone, I could have this extension screen to operate all of the functions from.
Oh, you mean on your car itself?
Not necessarily an accessory to the car, an accessory to the phone mounted inside of the car.
Okay, so I'm not following you. So how do you want to use the screen mirroring assistant?
I would want to use it by having that mounted in the car in front of me, and I can more easily operate that without taking my eyes off the road instead of holding the phone.
Ah, okay. So you're looking for like, are you looking for a mount specifically?
Yes. Or okay. I could make a plan to mount whatever screen I've got.
All right. Okay. So your phone's breaking up a bit, but it's a good one because you know a lot of people today drive around and they use their phones and everything. Now you get quite a few little mounts that are quite interesting. So you get magnetic mounts as well. You get some of the mounts that fit into the air conditioning unit of your car, your air vents. You can literally put it in and that opens up like a sideways clasp, but that you can put your phone in there and you can use it without using your hands to fiddle around with your looking through your messages. So I use that mainly for a GPS kind of thing. But I tell you what's really coming to the market. The new cars are coming out with Apple Play and then Google Car. So basically Android car. So you basically go into your car, you plug your phone in and everything and your apps appear on that display dash. So you don't no longer have to fiddle around with your maps on your phone. The maps appear on that dashboard. So I'm going to try and play around with Apple CarPlay because that's I've seen it in a friend's car and it looks quite amazing.
One other last question for you on Twitter: is there any Fitbit asked of one of our listeners that tracks blood pressure level?
There isn't one yet, but there are several devices that check blood pressure, and there are a few of them out. If you go to any well-known reputable store, you can get one of these blood pressure devices that you're able to track. And in fact, they go one step further. There's a company out there that tracks your blood pressure. If it goes too high, they'll dispatch paramedics. But I'm going to be heading off to Las Vegas to the Consumer Electronics Show, which starts in the first week of January. And this year, we are going to see so many healthcare devices coming out. It's going to be a big feature, and I'll be reporting live on your show from there early January. And I'm really excited to see what kind of health gadgets will be coming out. It's going to be a big year next year for health gadgets.
Okay, fascinating. I'm going to have to wait because I want to get a new smartphone. I've been persuaded by both my partner and my producers to get rid of this thing.
What are you using?
I've got a Samsung thingamajig. I don't even know what it is.
It's so old, it's called a thingamajig. Is it the J1? Is it the J1?
I don't know what it is. All I know is I'm no longer happy with the quality of the camera on here.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to your advice in part two.
So I'll tell you what's going to happen. And at part two, we're going to look at the gadgets of the year, and Samsung's S7 features very highly there.
Okay.
But you might want to wait because there will be the S8 coming out in February next year, which is quite soon. So I don't know how much
in
a hurry.
I hate waiting, though.
Okay, well, then you'll be very happy with the S7 or the S7 Edge, but I'll tell you about that next week.
Absolutely. That was this week's edition of TechnoByte.